Today from the Ohio Newsroom, turning guns into garden tools. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Churches across the country are using anvils and hammers as instruments of peace. In response to gun violence, a national organization called Raw Tools is encouraging people to transform firearms into a means of cultivation. Raw Tools began in Colorado, but the movement has spread to Ohio, where Pastor Joel Schenck with the Toledo Mennonite Church works. I visited him there, and he showed me how to turn a shotgun into a spade in the glow of a roaring forge.
We hook it up to the propane tank, open it up, here we go. So a little burst, you know. I'm a pastor by vocation, but I'm a blacksmith hobbyist, right? And so I've learned some things. I'm no expert. I like to tinker around. You can make multiple tools out of one gun, especially if it's a rifle or a shotgun, a long gun. Some people will donate them, and because they either, you know, want to get rid of them or, you know, just have no use for them. And so they will donate them, and then we can disable them officially. We've also partnered with the various police departments around the area, and we've done events and demonstrations, and sometimes they will provide guns that have been confiscated. You take something that was in the community, causing harm in the community, whatever it might have been, and then you transform it into something that, you know, is more of a symbol of hope and life. The forge is heated up now. You can sort of see it has that nice orange glow to it. So I'll start putting my pieces in, and then we can start working on it. It takes a very big and abstract problem and brings it down to size. And maybe big abstract problems aren't going to be solved by big abstract solutions. They're going to be solved by everyday solutions and how individual lives are transformed, sometimes by picking up a hammer. Basically, you smash it and then you can punch through it to form the opening for the handle. And it can be very therapeutic and very healing. In the larger Raw Tools network, there was a story of a woman who did lose her son to gun violence, and they were able to get that gun and work on it. And so then she was a part of transforming the very thing that led to her son's death. And so that's another powerful aspect of this kind of ministry and this kind of demonstration, is that it not only is the gun being transformed, but people are finding that they are transformed through it. What I'm gonna do with this is now I need to cool this down so I can finish it. So we'll douse this. So yeah, we got the spade formed, we got the handle on, but you can see it's still rough looking. So I got this hand grinder, and I'll go smooth it out. We shape our tools, and then our tools shape us, okay? And so also the adage of, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Right. Well, if all you have is a gun, you're going to see your world then as potential targets. There's ways of de-escalating violence that can prevent a lot of the destruction that can happen. So this is just like a brass wire brush, and then give it a nice little patina to it. Now we have a spade that you can go plant a flower, plant a vegetable seed, or, you know, and that all started from a shotgun.
That was Joel Schenck, a pastor at Toledo Mennonite Church. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.